ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
And Hooks, it's hour number two. Hopefully you guys are having a fantastic morning, trying to get you to 11 o'clock as quickly as possible. We got Jameson Welsh coming up here in probably about a half hour, somewhere in that neighborhood. He will talk some NBA with old Hooksy. Excited to hear what he has to say.
It was some good stuff with him today.
Did you? All right.
It was.
Good. Always. I mean, he does such a nice job. That is to be expected. We'll get to the new transfer rules maybe here in the next segment to talk about a little bit, as it looks like a form of free agency could be hitting college football. I'll be curious to see if you're in favor of this or not, okay. Hooks. I know you're all for the owners and
governors.
The governors. Yeah, but this is college football.
Oh, still.
So the coaches.
I thought it was outlawed everywhere.
You can't own anything anymore. Yeah.
You're just the governing body.
Are you the governing body of Slims?
No! Owner.
You're the owner? Yeah, I think you're the king, is what I think is the...
Whatever's at the top.
Chicken nugget.
What? Man, I thought...
Starving. What's up?
We have had a lot of talk. There's a cake in that room.
There's a cake, bro.
I'm going to put cake.
I even had a small piece.
I'm going to put
a half inch by an inch.
In my empty stomach. Yeah, that'd make me feel good.
How much of that cake could you put down, you think?
Not much, man. I could do sweets, but, man, when I get too much, it's like,
ugh. Yeah, you about die. I was thinking maybe on the show next week we could play a prank and shave your head. What do you think?
No. Are you in? I'm actually going to just... You guys know what's crazy?
Maybe we can just make out who you aren't.
I was talking about this with my mom the other day. Do you know when it actually got shaved? That was November 11th.
Yeah.
It grows back quick.
Yeah.
I'm letting it grow, man. I'm letting it grow.
Are you
going
to be a ponytail guy now that you're an adult?
Not ponytail. I'm just going to let it just grow and see what happens.
Oh, you're not going to do a man bun, are you?
No, I don't even think my hair can like do that. My hair is like puffy. So it's going to just be like an afro.
He going man bun on
That'd
us,
be
Hooks?
Awesome, I dare you.
Did you have a man bun in college, Hooks? You look like a guy that
had one of those. No, my head was completely shaved like one guard from
really?
The time I was a sophomore in high school until like 3 years ago.
Interesting.
Shaved it off.
I could see you with a man bun.
Shaved it off. Nope. Shaved it off.
Doing like Tai Chi, kind of stuff with all your tattoos.
Let's shave Hooks' head.
What?
Duh.
Shave Hooks'
okay.
head.
Yeah, Hooks will be fine with that.
Okay.
I'm worried if I shave my head, it'll come back looking like Hooks' hair. I'm a little nervous about that.
The color?
Yeah.
The color.
I don't want a skunky hair going on, Hooksy. You got a skunk on your head.
It's starting to branch out more.
That'll happen over time.
It's actually growing out right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, not bad. Growing out.
Then you got to chill.
It's all growing out. It's still gray.
Let's get to what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking
about? Your wife
about?
Is stressing
for now
you out.
Trending.
How do you trend?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
All right, I got to start out with talking about this, you know, the MLB sign stealing thing.
Oh, Nick, I thought you were going to say coronavirus. Okay, go ahead.
No. I did see some interesting stuff come out about that, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, Nick, this whole time you've been saying that the MLB PA's job is to protect the players. Mm. Right? And I think you said that the reason they got immunity was because of the...
It'd be a headache
of
for
the union.
Them to go after them.
Well, they the whole time have said that Rob... They put out a statement saying that Rob Manfred told them that no players are going to get suspended. They're basically contradicting what Rob Manfred said, because Rob Manfred said that the union got them immunity.
I think he... one of them's lying. If I had to guess, it's Rob Manfred.
All of them.
And I think he doesn't want to admit that he's afraid of the players union, right? As the commissioner, I think that's what he doesn't want to admit. So he's trying to make it be like, hey, they got it for him. But on the other flip side of that, it is the union's job to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if it were true and he went to them and said, I want to punish these guys, and they said, well, we're going to fight you for it, and it's going to, you're going to be in litigation and all this stuff because of the union and the parent company. If that was the case, then I could also see that, because I could see that happening. Like, when I was at the railroad, the way it was set up, anybody listening right now who has ever worked at Union Pacific Railroad, BNSF, whatever, it was the strangest thing I've ever been involved in. And I'm not saying it's like this in baseball, but it feels that way sometimes. Same thing with football. Those managers weren't there to teach me the correct thing. They were just there to get me in trouble. It was my union who taught me how to be a railroader. It was my union who would defend me against management that was just there to bust us. And like, you had your whole rule book and all that stuff, because it's a little different, because it's obviously a travel, you know, a transportation union. But at the UTU, like, literally, their whole job was to try to keep you out of trouble. And the guys that worked for the railroad that were managers, their whole job was what they called fire you, which is suspend you. And you'd be fired for however long. It was a weird scenario. Mm-hmm. And like, the union against the main company, MLB in this case, the, I mean, it's set up to butt heads. Like, they don't work hand in hand very well.
It's really weird. And then Manfred also
had a big union guy. What do you
think? I get the whole player piece and the immunity piece and all that, whatever, their protection. But isn't Manfred's job to protect the integrity of his league?
Yes, he should have still.
He
went
should have addressed
them,
this
and
not be scared of the man a little bit.
Yes,
no,
he shouldn't have worried about the headache that it would have been.
To me, at this point right now, I don't know how that individual stays the commissioner of that league.
You know what?
He needs to be gone.
What I think happened here, though, is he didn't see this coming. He didn't see the players going against themselves, because typically in this scenario, in his mind, I guarantee in his head, it was, I'm going to sweep this baby under the rug. We're going to get rid of these coaches that no one cares about. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be over. I'll sweep it under the rug. Everything will be happy. No one will ask me why I didn't go after the players. But when the rest of the league started coming after those players, all of a sudden, the questions are starting to be asked. Well, why didn't you go after these guys?
And then all of a sudden, you call the trophy like a piece of metal
crap like that.
Man, like, he should not be running anything.
Well, Manfred did come out and he apologized for that remark in a press conference yesterday. And he also came out and said that the Astros players did use the trash can banging in the postseason in 2017. So it's just adding on to...
Yeah, he's been contradicting himself a lot. Hey, what did you see about that? You were in here. Hooks, by the way, Hooks has been investigating the tattoo gate, whether or not Altuve had tats or not.
It's great. It's out on sportingnews.com right now, and they actually did a timeline of all the stuff of Altuve and the tattoo. And remember, he's like this shy guy?
Yeah.
But there are a ton of pictures out there right now on Twitter where he's on like vacation and there's no shirt. And remember his wife, he was like, my wife is this and that about picture about me. There are a million. Then there's a picture on like in like 19, like early April 19, where his shirt is ripped off after like hitting a game winning hit or scoring. Mm-hmm. No tattoo as of then. Then more picture surface. And then there's like a still shot of him in game 6 of the World Series, what kind of shows a little marking of a tattoo. But then there's another picture when he's like about to, like, don't rip my shirt off, that doesn't show anything.
It's the same spot on his chest.
The same spot on his chest. So, and then they narrowed it down because he said he got it in San Fran over two different stints.
Yeah.
They didn't play in San Fran that year. They did have two trips to Oakland,
which is right across the bridge.
Right across the bridge.
Yeah.
So it had to have happened in essentially the tattoo, from what I read, was it had to happen between like July and October to get that tattoo.
Hmm.
But how long does it take a tattoo to dry?
What do you mean?
Because didn't he...
To set.
The point of it was they didn't want to ruin the tattoo, but...
It's like a stamp, and it'll smudge if you don't watch yourself.
Speaking of Altuve,
we need to get you a tattoo. Do you have one yet?
No, I don't need a tattoo.
Yeah, I got two. Hooks has got nine.
I'm not, nothing against tattoos. I just don't need one. Don't know what I'd get. Anyways, Aaron Judge.
You should get that tattoo of Andy Reid with me.
Yeah. And then they're also, because the tattoo of his, it's his daughter's name, by the way.
Yeah.
What they're saying. And it's saying, why would he, why would you be embarrassed?
And why would you call it an ugly tattoo?
Yeah.
It's his daughter's name.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got this ugly tattoo on my chest.
Did you see what Aaron Judge said?
Huh. Oh, I kinda.
He came out and talked to the media, and he said that he deleted a tweet that he congratulated Altuve in. Here was him talking to the press.
Yeah.
Reports that when the Manfred's report came out, you deleted a tweet that congratulating Altuve back in 17. Is that accurate? Did you delete that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And for the obvious reasons that we're talking about here?
Yeah, I think I took it down like right when I think the story broke out. Right when I think Mike Fiers came out and talked with the Athletic and stated that, you know, this is what was going on in 17, you know, and once I heard that, you know, I just sick to my stomach, you know, just to find out, you know, had a lot of respect, you know, for those guys and, you know, what they did and, you know, especially, you know, what they did for the city of Houston and that whole organization, man, a team that was in last place and drafted right, got the right players in there and, you know, eventually, you know, got to the World Series, you know, I had a lot of respect for them, you know, the way they played, what they did, and then to find out that, you know, they cheated, you know, that didn't sit well with me, and I just didn't feel like the post that I did really, you know, meant the same anymore.
So Judge is the unwritten MVP for 2017, right?
How do you feel about that, Hooks?
These situations, it's hard to go back and like say what if this and that situation, you know, like who knows if Judge would have been there or if I don't know.
So here's what annoys me.
To me, that's almost like, all right, vacating wins, I think, is the most stupid thing in the world.
Yeah.
You can strip titles. You might be able to strip that.
The only thing that I can see on this and with it being Judge. So Aaron Judge right now, if you look at his stats. They're fantastic, obviously, but let me get this up real quick. So if you look at Aaron Judge's stats, he's 27 years old. He's got a .273 career average. Where's his? I need to get his career stats. Sorry. And he's obviously the type of power hitter that's going to be, you know, someone we're talking about for a real long time, right? Guy that. He's got 110 home runs by the time he's 27. 52 one year, 27, 27 the other 2 years, but he also missed over 40 games each of those seasons. He would have had probably around 40 home runs each of those years. He's got a shot, because of his size, to be one of the all-time best probably power hitters. Judge does.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to the end of his career and he's hoping to be in conversation as one of the great Yankees, that MVP matters, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're trying
to
have
absolutely a... Absolutely does.
So that's where I feel bad for him and feel like he's kind of getting screwed over. Is that he, you know, it's one of those situations where he could have had his MVP, his first full year playing. And who knows? That might be the only one he's up for.
Yeah.
You know?
I hear you.
It might have been his chance.
One more baseball story. You guys remember, we've always talked about how bad Chris Davis is doing for the Orioles?
Yeah.
So, he actually, there's a report out, he actually almost quit after last season because he signed that $161 million contract 4 years ago.
Yep.
And so, he's doing awful. In that 4 years, his batting average is .189. Just awful. So the report was that he actually almost walked away from the game after last season. You guys, he would have left $69 million on the table. So, but he's coming back.
Hooks, would you leave $69 million on the table?
No.
Hey, guys.
Would you?
No, God.
Jason Witten, he said he wants to play another NFL season. And he said he's open to playing for other teams. Do you think Jason Witten still has it in him? Do you think he should still, you know, should he keep playing?
He had an okay year last year.
I know Hooks, he'll be drafting him.
Yeah, he had an okay year last year. Wasn't terrible.
God, .215, .168, .179. That's his batting average over the last 3 years.
Oh, my God.
For Crash Davis.
Such a bad deal.
Crash Davis. He had 33, 53, 26, 47, 38, 26. That's his six-year stretch that got him paid.
Wow.
Hey, man, getting paid, that's all you need, right?
I don't blame him for getting paid. And just
We're gonna get to this later with Jameson, but John Beilein stepping down as head coach for the Cavaliers.
Boy, for a guy who we all considered one of the best college coaches out there, he had a crappy run in the NBA. Yeah,
54 games.
Is he just too old school? What's the deal?
I asked Jameson about that a little bit, and I think that's what it kind of came down to. Like, it just wasn't built. His style was not built for the NBA.
Taskmaster.
Yep.
Kind of deal.
Yep. And going past this will be interesting to see what happens with Beilein. Because obviously
he's up there in age, isn't he?
Yeah, I want to say, is he 70?
If he's 70, I can't imagine a college program is going to tie themselves to him unless he has an assistant that he's bringing with him.
67.
Yeah, you could get.
I mean, he's going to be a sought-out college coach next year with whatever job might be open. Watch out, Kansas.
The last thing I got, I want to talk Brooks Koepka.
Koepka, bro, Koepka.
Because he was asked if he was interested in playing in the Olympics, you know, because that's coming up. Yep. And he said he was about 50-50. And he also said that the reason he's not interested in playing in the Olympics is because the FedEx Cup, he could be winning $15 million. Yes. So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
$15 million or a chance at winning a gold medal?
Hold on. How much am I worth at the time? That's going to be a big decision-making process.
Guys, don't forget that the FedEx Cup for these guys is their season.
That's a big deal.
That's their season, man. That's their, like, playoffs, right? Because, you know, they play all year to get this points ranking, and then, like, the top 125 get in, and then they keep cutting down each week to the Tour Championship. But they're earning points all the way, and it's a big deal. That's their playoff, man. That's almost like it's their championship.
It'd be like if the basketball team, you know, LeBron had to quit in the last third of the season.
Yeah.
And go play in the Olympics.
Well, and a lot of these guys now, and it didn't happen before, but now a lot of these guys are going to be defined by FedEx Cup championships. You know, Justin Rose just got one. I think Rory has one or two. Tiger has one or two. So they're being defined by that money.
Bro Koepka should go get money. Go do that, man. The Olympics is a weird, Olympic golf is a strange deal anyways. Has Tiger won the Olympics? Probably. Yeah.
Never been in it.
He's never done it,
nope.
Huh?
He is trying to qualify this year. It's a big deal for him to try to qualify for it. I want to say it's the top 4 or 5 Americans, and then top 4 or 5 other countries, whatever you rank, but you get to go.
12 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, did you see they figured out where the coronavirus came from?
Huh.
There was an article.
I did see this.
Talking about the fact that they're theorizing, that it came from a meteorite.
What?
So that's an alien virus. Don't know if that's true or not. There's another theory that it came from, like, snake soup or rat soup.
Bat soup.
Bat soup. I was close.
Well, no, I mean, it could be any of those. Who knows what they're eating?
What did you just say?
Well, no, because the pictures are going viral of the food that is being eaten in China.
Yeah, it's different. Like, different culture.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff going on. Different culture eating foods that, you know.
It's different.
It's definitely not nachos and hamburgers.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah, something else to watch from the golf side. There's just been this big deal going on. This maybe creating a new golf tour. It's called the Premier Golf Tour.
Okay.
Because they're trying to push for change in the PGA at a bunch of stuff. But with this new golf tour, would it be 18 annual events featuring the world's top 48 players that's being proposed? They're trying to get a lot of these guys to move over.
Well, all you got to do is promise a lot of money.
They are. Well, it's been reported right now because they've asked, like, Tiger, Roy, DJ, all the Brooks, all these the big guys. Yeah, it's been reported like that they could essentially get Tiger to come across.
Yeah.
And it'd be like a $250 million deal for him.
Wow.
To create this new tour. That's something to watch for.
That's a big deal.
Start moving.
You see, Joe Burrow says he has the leverage to potentially pull an Eli Manning and get traded from Cincinnati to a different team. Two questions here. If you're Joe Burrow, first and foremost, would you push for that? And number two, if you did or didn't, I want to know where you'd push to.
Ooh.
I have my answer. But I don't think Cincinnati would do it.
No, I'm probably saying it's not a bad deal for Burrow to push that.
Okay.
Because, well, and it all depends. Like, most of these quarterbacks come in bad situations anyway, because that's where they're being drafted at. And do they have it in them? Do they have the time to develop and things like that? And I know a lot of these guys want to come out and be in good situations from jump. So I don't think it's a bad move if he tries it.
Where are you? Where are you pro it, and where would you go?
I'm probably pushing to Carolina, by the way.
I don't know. I mean, why? I don't understand why quarterbacks need to be all like selfish. Like, you're about to make millions. Go play for who wants you.
Yeah, but what if you don't want to live in Cincinnati for...
Well,
what
if you look around your team? You're making millions. I'll live wherever if you're paying me millions of dollars.
But you could still make... Look at Eli. Eli pushed from San Diego to New York.
Well, I get it. Listen, I mean, that if you want to pull an Eli Manning, go ahead.
The late, great Kobe Bryant pushed himself out of Charlotte.
It's true.
I mean, it works out, obviously.
He tried to push himself out of L.A. at one point, too.
I'm looking at the updated mock draft. They now got Tua going to the Lions.
That's an interesting deal. That I would have to see the contract of Matt Stafford moving forward, because I know that right now his contract is such that if they traded him, it would cost them a lot of money.
Huge hit.
It would be a really bad deal for Detroit if they got rid of Stafford this year. So, like, I think Stafford is hands down going to be the guy, unless maybe he, I don't know why he would do it, but if he restructured and then got traded, maybe, I don't know.
You remember when Stafford was the highest paid quarterback?
Yeah, he's still way up there. It's because he got in the league so young. He was 20 when he got in the league.
Wow.
So his contracts were... Him and Clinton Portis made a lot of money that he squandered, but Clinton Portis was 20 years old. There was one other person, too, that was 20 that when he came in, and he's been making bank.
Stafford still got 2 years left on his five-year deal.
Yeah. He's 32.
I think so. Boy, golly, he got 5 for $135 and a $50 million signing bonus.
Yeah, he, by the way, Matt Stafford could win a Super Bowl for somebody. I'm a firm believer in that. If he was on the right team, he could win a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, he's just not, it's not been the, you know, Detroit's 32. A tough spot.
32.
I was trying to think the other day in the NFL with all these quarterback potential moves and stuff. Who, like, a sleeping giant is in the league? Like, a team that's got it, that they just need that dude. I don't think it's the Chargers, because the Chargers' offensive line is subpar.
You know, I think...
And they're losing their running back, and I honestly don't believe that their defense is near as good as what a lot of people chalk it up to be.
You know, this may be off, but I think it's the Colts. They got the offensive line. They got the running back.
Yeah.
You know, they got the wide receivers. I don't know if their defense is...
It's all right. I mean, they got one of the best linebackers in the NFL.
I think that, man...
That might be the right pick.
Yeah.
That might be the right pick. And you look at their division, too. None of those teams scare you. Houston does have a franchise QB.
Right.
They're the only one in that division that has one.
Boy, and they got one.
Wait a minute. Gardner Minshew.
Yep, Gardner. Yeah.
Love my boy Gardner.
They still have Foles, right?
Yeah.
That's such a weird situation. Because they're paying him a lot, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay, here's a good tweet coming in right now. If I told you right now you had to choose, and their contracts are very similar, for the next 3 years, would you rather have Matt Stafford or Jared Goff if you were the Rams?
That's easy. Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
I agree. Yeah. He's better than Goff.
Oh, God. Goff is just...
Goff had the one big year, but it was because of the people around him. Goff is a great example of what I was talking about. I fear for Teddy Bridgewater if he signs a big deal. And I fear for, like, Tennessee Titan fans if they sign their QB and their running back to these big deals. Because then you have Exhibit A is L.A., where they had to get rid of so many pieces, key pieces on the offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, receivers are injured, so they don't have the backups that they need to help out that QB. Not as much on defense as they typically had.
Well, in Jared Goff's case, I mean, the expectations are...
Right. And Goff just couldn't live up to it because he needed that help. Like, to me, that's Exhibit A.
I mean, when has Teddy had to live up to huge expectations? I guess when he was in Minnesota. I mean, those...
You watched him while I was there. You're the Minnesota fan.
No, that's why I'm not really a big, you know, Teddy guy. But...
I just don't... I was just trying to think in my head, like, if there was... Well, I'll tell you one team I'm excited to watch for next season, especially if you're a fantasy football fan. But if Kenyon Drake re-signs, they end up getting rid of David Johnson... and then add some pieces to that team, maybe a receiver in the draft or something like that, or a tight end. I really think Arizona, although the problem with Arizona is they play in a tough division. I mean, Arizona is the fourth team in a division that, even though we were just talking about the Rams not being that good, the Rams still were pushing to get in the playoffs this year. And then you got the Niners, who are in the Super Bowl, and Seattle, who I think will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl next year.
Did you see...
That's a tough division, man.
Did you see Miami sticking with Josh Rosen?
Yeah, I was surprised on that. Although, he doesn't cost very much money, so I don't see why not. They're keeping Fitzpatrick as well, Fitzmagic.
Which is weird. In that mock draft, they have them taking Justin Herbert.
Yep, which would fit. I mean, Rosen is a hell of a number three. And you never know, you might be able to get a pick for him from somebody down the road.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots have always been rumored to love Rosen. Hmm. But, boy, talk about a guy who never lived up to his
ever
potential.
What did he get? What was his pick? Do you remember?
He was a top 10 guy, but he was maybe 13. But when Rosen was a freshman... All the conversation, they were calling him the Rosen one, the chosen yep. one. And basically what Rosen was supposed to be is what Pat Mahomes is. Huh. Like Rosen mm-hmm. was, there was, we had a guy from the USA Today come on the show and say that he, if he was a team, he would have asked, petitioned the NFL freshman year to draft and have the rights to Rosen and then use him whenever, like bring him when he was finally eligible. And he just never lived
never,
up to it.
Never.
The NFL has changed way too much.
I'm trying to think of another team that you asked, like, who? They're just missing one guy.
Yeah, just like a quarterback. I can't really.
Would you say, I don't know, I thought this interesting. It'll never happen.
Chicago.
On contract. I was going to sure. say, there's two. I was going to say yeah. Chicago.
Yeah.
One. And then it's a unique situation. It'll never happen based on the contract stuff. But Philadelphia with Carson Wentz.
Wentz hasn't been playing very good.
And he's been injured.
I don't think he's the problem, though. They were missing all their receivers yeah. last year.
I just wonder if that's one of those.
I mean, heck, what are the Browns missing? Because, you know, they got talent.
Poise.
Character.
Character. Yeah, that's
all that stuff.
A big one. Those things.
Head coach, I don't know.
Those kind of deals. Yeah, Chicago, I love the pieces they have on Chicago. Mm-hmm. Love the pieces they have on Chicago. Not to mention, too, Chicago is one of the few teams, I'd argue, in the NFL that has a real home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one of the first things I ever told you, bet Chicago at home. Very rarely do they get blown out at
very
home.
Very rarely.
They could be a 1-15 team, and they're very rarely getting blown out at home. It happens sometimes, but it's very rare. It happened last year when the Chiefs went there, but Chicago had quit by then. Like, that was the end of it. But, like, that Chicago team, I think, could be really good.
Bears don't even have a first-round pick.
No, it's still in the Khalil Mack deal.
Gotcha.
Like, I think if Cam Newton were to find his way there, but I don't think they have the stuff to be able to go get him.
Yeah.
If Cam Newton were to find his way there, he's, like, $19 million against the cap, so you could fit him in nicely. You got Allen Robinson, who's an absolute stud. You got a couple other receivers who are pretty good. Hawkins is running around there underneath routes. He's good. They got a decent tight end on the team. Like, the Bears, to me, have a lot of pieces. And also, Tariq Cohen, I think, would fulfill his... He would be a lot better with a guy like Winston there because Winston likes throwing to the running back. All right, let's take a really quick break. We'll do caller number 15. We'll hook you up with movie tickets. That's caller number 15. And then we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Jameson Welsh on the show with Bill Hooks.